is a company in the north making airplanes. They make very good airplanes, reconnaissance aircraft, and bombers, too. The name of the firm is A.V. Rowan Company, and the manager is Mr. Dobson. He sends me a telegram. He sends it on behalf of all the employees of A.V. Rowan Company, the men and women who make reconnaissance aircraft and bombers. And they say to me that they will give to the nation the latest type of fighter. And it is not one of their own machines that they offer to us. It is a fighter, one of the new types. They propose to pay for it, to provide the money. Those men and women give their time, their labors, their whole working lives to the production of aircraft for the nation. Now they offer to give us some of their wages, too. You can't beat those men and women. They are the liveliest of all our people and the best of heart, those workmen who watched through the years when we treated for peace, disarmed. That telegram is the spirit of the men and women engaged in the aircraft industry, the spirit of our Prime Minister. For when the call to duty was sounded by Churchill, it rang like a trumpet through the factories and the foundries of those who make aircraft, through the shops where the engines are built, and through the works where the equipment is manufactured and the materials are fabricated. They needed that touch of leadership when it was given. They responded immediately. Churchill is a leader for a great race. Here I must speak of the employers, too, and of the managers, and all those who are engaged in the technical direction of those great undertakings. They are responsible for the drive and the vigor in the industry. They provide the power and the energy that gives us the production. They deserve, along with the workers, the gratitude of the public. In particular, we must recognize the skill and the genius of the men who design our airplanes. They have done a wonderful job. We must take pride in their work and give them high praise. The opportunity has been given me to make an examination of the famous Messerschmitt 110, brought down in battle, almost undamaged. And make no mistake, the Messerschmitt 110 is a fine machine. It has two engines of excellent workmanship. The engine is not an improvement in type on the Messerschmitt 109. But, of course, there are two of them instead of one. And here comes a very curious story. The petrol tank of this Messerschmitt 110 is self-sealing. It is armored. So is the oil tank, by means of a composite material made of rubber and leather. But although the petrol tank is protected and the oil tank is armored, the windscreen is not bulletproof, and there's no armor whatever to protect the pilot. But this is a brand new machine, better finished all through than the old 109. In fact, so far as finish goes, it is in the class with the Hurricane and the Spitfire. But not so handy as the Hurricane, not so swift as the Spitfire. And why wanting an armor? That is a mystery I leave you to solve for yourselves. Perhaps the enemy has got a bottleneck in armor plating. And if so, the bottleneck is not a German monopoly. Unhappily, there are some bottlenecks in my own experience. I used to associate bottlenecks with pleasure, but now the very word means gloom and misery to me. The public know about our bottlenecks. They realize our difficulties, and they help us out. The people sympathize with us. They show it by the gifts they send us. We have a flow of contributions coming in, all of them sent to us for the purpose of buying aircraft. Some of the gifts are large, and some of them come from people of limited means. We value the check for £25,000, but we value, too, the gift from the telephone operators at Winchester, who sent us 38 shillings to buy screws for the Spitfire. I can tell those generous men and women that the screws will be well and truly placed. And I send my warmest thanks now to all those who, by their contributions, have given inspiration and encouragement to the aircraft ministry. Then there are those who give in kind, in place of your aluminium pots and pans, take the thanks of the builders. To the housewife who sent us a saucepan. To the British Automatic Company who sent us 4 1/2 tons of their valuable metal. And to those American friends who give generously. For America is very necessary to us. Our own aircraft industry has always been reinforced by its labors, by the American manufacturers. And here let me say, on behalf of the aircraft industry, that we will try to face with fortitude the ordeal of battle. Thus we may show once more, in our magnificent history, the same resources that built and equipped the ships that won the freedom of the seas. If we are put to the trial by fire, we think we can demonstrate that the workers in the aircraft industry will not fail you. At our posts we will stay. At our duty we will stand. At our benches we will meet and defeat the enemy who dares to drive liberty from the land of freedom. We stand for all the workshops of Britain. We are the front line of all the factories. We keep the strongholds. We supply the vital needs of our services. To our Navy, we have made an immense contribution. We have given them eyes to see and a heavy fist to strike at the enemy in his harbors. We serve the pilots and crews of the Fleet Air Arm who uphold the trident of Britain over the oceans and the narrow seas. We are reinforcing that magnificent fighting service which operates in storm and fair weather as a sentinel upon the highways by which we get our foodstuffs and our supplies. And the young adventurer. The lads of the Royal Air Force. They are the heroes of history. They have known how to make use of the weapons we have put into their hands. They will bring us the victory, which will be followed by the years of splendor and triumph. And we will join with them in the day of rejoicing. For the British always were a free people. And our freedom will be maintained as it was purchased by the valiant courage of our youth. We send the ships to the warriors of the air in such condition that they have no match either for speed or for armor or for firing power. That is the part we play. That is our portion of the task, and that is our post of duty in the battle. Give us more strength. Give us strength and courage. Give drive and devotion to all the men and women who do duty in the workshops of the builders of the aircraft in the cause of freedom and liberty.